But does it go far enough? Madison attorney Fred Wade says no.
This is such a fundamental issue that it's really a line between dictatorial power and democracy. And if you view it that way, this is really not half a loaf.
Wade says governors may still strike words from individual sentences to create new legislation. But Jack Jablonski with State Senator Sheila Harsdorff's office says the measure does what they set out to do, while Wade wants to go further.
What our amendment did was specifically address the abuses taken by Governor Doyle over the last two budget sessions and deal with that in a very succinct way. What he wants to have is a debate over the line item and partial veto authority.
A Senate committee approved the constitutional amendment, sending it to the Senate for final approval. If the Assembly concurs, the amendment limiting the governor's veto authority would go to voters next April. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.